We left off in the middle of the Milchamos and his defense of the Rif and the Sefer, not Milchamos, the middle of the Sefer is Chus. If it's any comfort to you guys or not, there will be no more Milchamoses or Sefer Chus for the rest of the parak, at least in this parak. Ramban clearly had had enough, and he was very happy that Maseches Gittin was Yotzei B'Shalom, if he got to the end. So we were up to the Sefer HaZchus, it's probably Mem Zayin Amid Beis, I'm guessing, in your Datum in the Rif, if you're not in the Oz V'Hadar, on Kuf Mem Dalet in my Oz V'Hadar. And the Ramban had just argued that clearly these Mishnayis in the Perek, if you write the Edom sign on top of the star on the side, not at the bottom, that certainly according to Rabbi Lazar, if you give it b'fnei Edom, it's kosher. So the Mishnayos that are talking about it are talking about a case where there were no Edom Asira. And the Mishnah is saying that it's possible because you put the signatures on the top, on the side, but if you put the signatures on the bottom with no Edom Asira, it would have been kosher. And if you're going to say that this is against Rabbi Elazar, then you have more Mishnayos that are against Rabbi Elazar. So why does Rav Yirmiyah have to go fishing in the debate about two gittin with the same names and then that got mixed up together that give both gittin to the person at the same time? So the Ramban was up to, would anybody like to read or you want me to read? I'm happy either way. What? In a paragraph in mine begins Elavadai. Okay, I'll read. You guys have suffered enough. What we have to do, by the way, after we finish the Sefer HaZchus and the Mechamas, we just have to do Shita Satosis, which is the Tosis on Daf Dalet, and kind of do wrap up, very brief summary, and then, which in fact, if, depending on how we're moving today, assuming that we're most of the way through, but I'd like you to do for tomorrow in Seder, to do a little Chazara, what I'd really like you to do is within these two debates, just collect a list of all the Gemaras that are relevant and what their simple implications are, and it's kind of the data set that really serves as the foundation for the entire discussion of Yisharim. I think that's a good way of kind of trying to set the machlokas in your heads. So the Ramban says, "Elavadai kula masnisa be'edi chasimahi ve'katani depsulun ledivrei hakol." So the Reisha has all these Mishnayos are dealing with edi chasima, and it's psulun according to everybody. But she'ilu ratzo masa lefneidim kashaninu shrabi lezer machshir v'chena devarim matim. So all of these Mishnayos that we say that are no good because the signatures are written in the wrong way. So if there are no Edei Mesira, if there were Edei Chasimas, the Ramban's going to go on. If there were Edei Mesiras, the Ramban's going to go on to say, this is not a problem, Mezuyath Mitocho, because the rule for the Ramban, Nisim, when Mezuyath Mitocho is no good, is only if an idiot, if somebody can make a mistake. If only a super idiot can make a mistake, and not even then, if nobody would make a mistake and think that this is kosher, then there's no problem Mezuyath Mitocho. And the reason for the Ramban that is the case, because the concern of Mezuyath Mitocho is that you will hand the get over with these forged or improper signatures in them, and people are going to say, oh, that's all I need, I don't need Edei Mesira because I have Edei Chasima. Whereas if Edei Chasima never worked alone, there should never be a concern about Mezuyath Mitocho. But once, but any situation where nobody would make the mistake and think that that you could rely upon the Edei sign in the Shkar is not a problem Mezuyath Mitocho. The Ramban continues and says, "Venirin the Chamisha Shakasu Klal B'Socha Get Kula," which is the next thing you're going to do, probably Wednesday. Masnisin below Edei Mesira. That case is a case where the problem in the next Mishnah, five people decide that they want to save on the paper, so they're going to use one piece of paper for the get. Now, what you have to have, there are two challenges in this piece of paper as we're going to see. One is that each man has to have a get for his wife, which is, we'll see what that problem is. But the second problem, which is the one the Ramban is talking about here, is that the Edom have to sign on a get. But that's what the Mishnah is saying. And if you have five people, if the get says like this, Ani so-and-so, I'm divorcing my wife so-and-so, and I'm saying to her, with her shechadam. And then, Ani so-and-so, different person, saying, being megarish my wife, I'm sharing haram with her shechadam. And you have five people who do that, and the Edom sign on the bottom. Well, maybe the Edom are only signed on the last one. So the discussion of how the get is written will determine whether the edim are sanyan, all of them, or the edim, or potentially safek. But the pashas, as Ran will say in the next video, safek are only signed on the last ones. Only the last one is vad by megureshes, but the first four not. So the Ramban says, if you hand that piece of paper over, assuming you have five separate gittin, that which qualifies separate gittin, Reuben can hand it over to his wife in front of the Nasira. Shimon can then hand it his wife in front of the Nasira, etc. Of course that's good, says the Ramban. That if you did a Nasira, it wouldn't be a problem. Again, the Nira, the Hamisha, Shekasu, Klal, Besocha, Get Kula, Masnisan, below a Nasira, who? Nobody's going to make that mistake. If there are no edim, or one aid. So when it comes to other staros, if you have ksavyada with or without edim, legabe all other staros you can collect with that. Lechatchila. We're not afraid when it comes to Kiddushin, if you hand over the shtar like that, we're not afraid that somebody is going to say, oh, you can rely upon these Eidei Mesira, because everybody understands that they're these Eidei Chasima, because there are no Eidei Chasima here. Everybody understands that. Everybody assumes that you need some type of Eidei Chasima in a get. So it's not Mezi'if Bitocho, the fact that there are no Eidim there. Kevan de psulo nikar. So alma kosha psulo nikar mitocho le beisden ein ba mishum mezif mitocho afal pisha edim chasumin bo the kosha kain behanach tofas lachol achaveyachad shem psulo legamre afilu b'sharos it wouldn't work psulo nyadua behem. Everybody would know you can't rely upon the edim at the end for all five gittin, for all five sharos. The chenami amrinam b'shemus muhakim da ovdei kochavim. That when Hashem was muhakim, nobody's going to think that these edim are kshemim in lieu of edim nesira. So they'll of course use edim nesira. Mahachi nami b'kasav al anir hamachok v'ala difter of the kshemim be'edim nesira. Ve'av al pisha edim chasumim behem ve'emim yishur mezirif mitocho kevin the psula nikar. Everybody looks at the shtar and understands that this is not good as a raya in its own right, because you can easily erase and you can forge stuff in it. That's why a ksav sheyach leimachik only works according to Rabbi Elazar, that with edei mesira, and when you're using edei mesira. The imtomar she'en get kosher be'edei chasima bavan. If you're going to tell me that no get is kosher with edei chasima, you always need edei mesira for the actual giving of the get. Apakta lekula masnisa mishmaita de'ala mehilchasa. All of these mishnayis will be shalom aliba the hilchasa, because who cares whether you have a shtar, a get, and your edim signed on the top, or the edim signed on the side, or you have chamisha people in a get, or any of these things. All of these mishnayos that speak about the psul, well, it's only according to Rabbi Meir you're talking, because according to Rabbi Lazar, it's all irrelevant. According to Rabbi Lazar, all that matters is that they have edim asira. So none of these cases would be aliba the Rabbi Lazar. So all these mishnayos are shalom aliba the hilchasa. The chos, Ella. What? I'm sorry? No, the bottom line is if you have edim signed, you know, with squigglies on top of the get where it's no good because they're not signed on the get, who cares? You always need edim mesira. So get's not going to be possible for that. The chatchila is supposed to do that. The Mishnayos say that you write it on top. It's possible. And that can only be, it can never be possible according to Rabbi Lazar. In other words, the fact that the edim sign on the top can never be the reason for possibly it. Either you had no edim mesira, and that's why it's possible for a velasar according to those shitos, or it's kosher. L'chatchila, you should have the edim sign on the bottom. That's true, but the Mishnayos say it's possible. Or if you have two gittin, you know, bottom to bottom, you know, written coming this way, the eshra edim nikra, you know, is kosher. The get with which the edim are aligned, you know, the proper orientation, you know, up down, is the one that's kosher. The other one's possible. It should never be the case that it's possible, because you always have to hand that shtar over with two edim, and that will make a kosher once you've done it. No, it's not possible in the Rabbanan. No. Loi mitad aleph. If you don't have edim chasim in a shtar, it's not possible. And again, it's not possible in the Rabbanan. The chatchila, you're supposed to have edim al get mishum tikkun olam. Yes, but doesn't never possible a get. Let's be clear on that. That's not Rabbi Lazar's shita is in all of Edom, of al nosam for the Edom, the get is kosher with a capital kaf. L'chatchila, should you have? Sure, may tikkun olam, yes. Never passes a get.
Okay, so it's guest kosher. You're a bad boy, but the guest kosher. That's not whether the get is kosher, but that's the later. Could she potentially have some problems? That has nothing to do with whether the get's kosher or not. Okay, so the Ramban says that you basically all of those mishnayos could only be shalor al ibad hilchasa, ela kulu be'edei chasima bovad, and even according to Rabbi Lazar, where edei kosher edei chasima would work, but those aren't kosher edei chasima because they're signed on the top, they're signed on the side, they're signed upside down. It's five people, and maybe the signatures are only on the last one. All of those cases are even on Libid Rav Lazar where there were no Edei Mesira. The Chol Sha'edim Mikra Imo, Kosher Bahem. If the Edim really will be read with that, then it's Kosher. Od Raya Ladavar, Mida Ashucha, this is very interesting, and I want to hear your analysis of this. You remember the Ramban insisted, the Ramban didn't like this, the Ramban disagreed, that the Gemara in Bava Metzia wants to make Shmuel like Abaye, Edei B'chasum and Zachala, wants to make Shmuel agree with him as opposed to holding that that dafka when it's nimsar is when it's kona. Okay, in other words, as opposed to holding like Rav Asi that only shtariyat no yosa are kona from the time of the kinyan, but a regular star either you don't say either b'chasum and zachama. So the Ramban insisted, if you remember previously, in the discussion of hilchasa krav lazar bishar shtaros af bishtaros, the Ramban insisted that the Gemara wants to make Shmuel in accordance with Abaye, and the Ran said, are we reading the same Gemara? The Gemara said, es posible, didn't say that it's muhrach. That was what the Ran responded. We thought that the Ran was correct in that. The Gemara was trying to have Shmuel being non-committal. Now the Gemara said, bishlama, if he holds like Rav Asi, so it's bishit, he turns the mitzvah b'shrak nasa. But if he holds like Abaye, that eidah b'chasum and zachamo, and Shmuel is not choshish l'piron, so b'may mokim l'masnisan. And the Gemara's answer was, that Shmuel is, what was Shmuel's answer? What was the answer according to Shmuel? We've all forgotten. Why they? What's worse? Probably me. The Gemara said, if Shmuel holds, how does Shmuel have the case that you don't, why would you not return the shtar? If it's because, he doesn't, if he holds like Rav Asi, great, but if he holds like Abaya, Abaye, that Eda b'chasum and zachemo. So then, and Shmuel's not choshish. Abaye said chayshim l'kinyan piron, but Shmuel's not choshish l'piron. The answer is Shmuel will be making the mishnah by. Oh come on, guys! It came back to me, and I'm an old man. I got many years on you. Ein chayiv moda. The lova wasn't moda. So the Gemara wants to avoid having Shmuel be in conflict with Abaye. You know, it's like, he can hold like Abaye Eda b'chasum and zachemo, and it's a case of ein chayiv moda. So the Ran says, yeah, the Gemara said it's possible. Doesn't mean that it's mukhrach, that's the way it is. So now the Ramban, and I want you to tell me now whether the Ran would object to what the Ramban is about to say. Od vay the dapper, me the ashkechon the shmuel the savar eide b'chasum and zachano, alma eide chasima karti, the I vadai eide mesira levad korsim, chasima ina osek klum. Velo nagu ba elakide lismol chachas chasam shebe eide mesira nasam. So, the Shmuel says Eide b'chasum and zachama. If you hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim that Eide chasima do nothing except for provide perhaps a suggestion that it was nimsar be'edim, how is it possible that Eide b'chasum of zachama, the Eide chasima are meaningless mitina? Yishamini lehacha the amar halacha krab lazer af b'shtaros. Shmuel, we know Paschal's like Rab Lazer, not just by getting by shtaros. El shmami nad Rab Lazer nami mod deb Eide chasima. That even never it's af eidim esira. Hilkach kamar the mishas chasima zochulo. Uman the boy lint the don't they shtar the yaday nami eidim chasima zochulo. The mishas mesira the afal gav the lo masa lo be eidim kamzarai gemur. Even if you say that the shtar has to reach his hands, you don't need eidim esira for it. So you see for sure that Shmuel holds that eidim chasima work, even though he passed in like Rav Lazar. Okay, now here's a case, by the way, where whoever did the paragraph breaking. Do you have a paragraph break here?
I don't have
a paragraph. Before Vera'isi? What? Okay, now, you're lucky. In my Ozvahadar, this is in the middle of a paragraph, and it begins in Vera'isi. It's a totally new paragraph. The next part is going to be about the Gemara and the Baran Pei Vamra Beis. The Rav Yirmiyah, you don't know which get she's being divorced with. So my thing,
It's like the question then ends in a paragraph. It goes another two or three lines of whatever it's under, what is in your Gemara. It's like, what were they thinking? Did this on Purim when they were drunk. Speaking of it. No, that's fine. A period belongs there because you don't have any paragraph breaks. I have a period, it continues, and then two lines later, in the middle of this discussion, there's a paragraph break. What were they thinking? What? I'm sorry? Yeah. It makes absolutely no sense. Fran, you have the same thing? It's like, what were they thinking when they did this? This is probably AI, but before there was AI.
They were thinking.
You know, I saw there was a big, in the OU's current or Jewish Action, so they had an interview with Moshe Kapel. What? I read through Moshe Kapel about AI. I have to tell you, my wife used their Nikut. Okay? It's terrible. I mean, it's useful. It will save you a lot of work because it's laborious to go through each one and put it. There were plenty of errors. She was being menachic to text somebody who's even more horrible to start with, that they were using for programming the shul, and she just thought it was just too embarrassing for the shul to put something out. So she, she's got pretty good biblical Hebrew skills for someone who hasn't used it in 35 years or 34 years. So she then took theirs and ran it through, and it was much better than whatever was there before. There were still plenty of errors. Let's make a mistake. So at the end of the day, you know, it can save you a lot of time, but it's not a substitute for human intelligence. So anyway, this is the kind of thing that AI would have done. All right. Sorry to one of my computer science majors here. Do you think the Ramban, is this a good raya or not? What would the Ran say? This is almost a logic problem. Yes, Shiri?
Well, if you say that Eva Chasum Zakin Lo works by creating the code for the Shibud, I don't think the Ran said that, but...
Shiri, you're thinking too hard. Try it. Yes, and therefore, please put your thinking cap on. No, it's a perfect raya, even according to the Ran. What was the Gemara's Havamina to try to be Mokim Shmua like Abaye, if it's impossible, because Shmuel says, Ede Mesira Karti, which means Daf Ede Mesira Karti, and Abaye says, Ede B'chasum and Zachamo. Notice the Gemara doesn't say it's Mochuch that Shmuel holds like Abaye, but the Ran is Moda, it's possible that Shmuel holds like Abaye. But the Ramban is saying that if you hold Ede Mesira Karti means Daf Ede Mesira, then it is inconceivable that Shmuel holds like Abaye. So this, even if the Ran disagrees with the Ramban earlier, the Ramban is trying to say that the Gemara in Ksubos is working within Shmuel's Eide B'chasum and Zachalo, because Shmuel holds that way, and that's why if you hold Eide B'chasum and Zachalo, the only way Shmuel could say Shuda is if he holds like Rav Elazar. But if you don't hold Eide B'chasum and Zachalo, if you hold the Tafka B'mesira, so then Shmuel could hold even like Rabbi Meir, and therefore when the Gemara Paskin Shuda, from Nachman Paskin Shuda and Ksubas, he could be working within Rabbi Meir. So the Ran says, what are you talking about? Shmuel doesn't hold like Abaye. The Gemara says, Shmuel could hold like Abaye. This one, in case you wanted to say, but not necessarily so. But that the fact that the Gemara says Shmuel could hold like Abaye and works out the Mishnah that way means Shmuel could hold like Abaye. And the Ramban is saying that if Eide Mechasim Mesira Karte means Dak Eide Mesira Karte, then it is inconceivable Shmuel holds like Abaye. So the Ran would be Moda to this Raya of the Ramban, I think. And that's what the Ran, when he was Docha with respect to Af Bishtaros, and the Ramban's comments about Shmuel holds like Abaye, the Ran would agree that Shmuel could hold like Abaye, and that is impossible if you hold Dafke Eide Mesira Karte, because then Eide Hasima are worth nothing, Midina. Okay? Now you know I told you, put your thinking cap. Yes? Correct. Piron, Kenunya, what agreed.
So the reason the sugya that you're working within Shmuel as a individual, just working within Shmuel Shita about that, and how is
it's hard for me to believe in a sugya where Abaye is talking about Eden Bachasum and Zachanlo, and Shmuel holds Dafka Eden Isira Kaiti by all Sharas, that all of a sudden you say, well, because the Gemara could have turned around and say, what are you twisting yourself into pretzel for? Shmuel doesn't hold like Abaye. Of course he doesn't hold like Abaye. Shmuel doesn't hold like Abaye because it's impossible he holds like Abaye. It's just very strange. It would be very strange to say that it's possible even Shmuel, who's known as the guy who says that Allah Akbar laws are Bishar Shtaros, maybe almost the only one, maybe he can throw Abaye and Rabbi Yosef into his corner, maybe. that Shmuel all of a sudden says Eidah b'chasum and Zachar. It's like, if you hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim, Eidah b'chasum and Zachar is like Chinese. It's like totally incomprehensible. What does it mean, Eidah b'chasum and Zachar? Me'ikar adin, the chasimah sa'edim for Shmuel should be not much better than doodling. It's just somebody decided to write some characters in a shtar. If you say that Eidah Hasima work as well, then it's very reasonable to say Shmuel might hold like Abaye. I think the Ramban's Raya is a very, 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 it opens a very important point, which is that Eidah B'chasum of Zachamo, and I think I struggled with this for a while, Eidah B'chasum of Zachamo makes absolutely no sense if you thought Eidah Hasima cannot be Karti. It really just doesn't make any sense. It's almost like a Stira Mineo Bay jumps off the page of you. I couldn't formulate things as sharply and carefully and think it through the way the Ramban did, but I was bothered by that question from the get-go. Like, what is the relationship of Shmuel and Abaye? What is Eidah B'chasum and Zachamo? So the Ramban says, if Av Eidah Misir Kaiti and Eidah Hasima work just as Momi Dina, so then it makes sense. Okay, I think it's a very, even if you reject the Ran's, even if you accept the Ran's, you know, pushback against the Ramban and the Sugi and Sadi Dalin, on the larger point of what it means Eidah Misir Kaiti and whether Eidah Hasima work for Shmuel, I think it's a very good Raya. This might be one of the solidest rayas that you have. Everything is kind of like, this is like intrinsic. Not, you know, the previous thing, maybe all those Mishnayos are not like Reb Lazar? Okay. Maybe all those Mishnayos are not like Reb Lazar. Stranger things have happened. But in the intrinsic merits of the argument, if Shmuel holds like Abaye, or could hold like Abaye, to say that Shmuel holds that Eidah Hasima or not Karte cannot be used, polite line. It's very hard to imagine that's true. I shouldn't steer or go behind. Mavil al arayon, as the expression goes. Okay. So now the Ramban says, V'ra'isi meshivan Allah tshuva shel hevel mehem, shehiksha mizeh shamarnu b'samuch. The Rab Lazar came and damar edin esir karti, halayadeh behind yinayim begarsha, v'kamri the devarim like kusha, masnisa meh dechasimahim. So this was the raya that the Baal Hamor brought. I don't think this was the Rebbeinu Ephraim's raya. It's a raya that the Baal Etosis bring also, by the way, on Daf Dalet. Again, everything, all roads here, I think, lead back to the Baal Etosis and Rabbeinu Tam. So the raya was, the Gemara says that if you have two edim with the same names of the man and the woman, and they get mixed up, so you give both getting to each wife. You just go, you do a double get ceremony. And then she's Megoresh as Vaday. And then Rabbi Yirmiyah says that only works according to Rav Meir, that Eidah Hasima Karti, but for Rabbi Lazar, Eidah Misira Karti, you don't know when you're giving which get to whom. You don't know which is which. And therefore, it shouldn't work according to Rabbi Elazar. Now, the question is, if Rabbi Elazar holds Af Eidah Hasima Karti, well, then why shouldn't it work? You can rely upon the Eidah Hasima here. So you see that Rabbi Elazar holds that Eidah Hasima don't work at all. That was the Raya of the Baal Hamor and that the Baal Etosis brought. So the Ramban says, Fe, Uferusha Borur, the Kasalka Daitach, the Hechech, the Rameir, Boy Hasima, Lashma, Mishum the Eidah Hasima Carson, Hachinami, Boy Rabbi Elazar, Nesina Lashma, Mishum the Eidah Misira Carson. If Rabbi Elazar holds that Eidah Misira Akarte, so then what it means is, and there's a place that he, how does he get to Eidah Misira Karti, by the way? It's very, here the Ramban, I think, uses a little sleight of hand. How does Rabbi Meir get, Rabbi Meir's Eidah Hasima Karti makes sense. It's a broadly consistent sheet of why. Because Rabbi Meir holds that what part of the get has to be Lishma? Hasima. He holds that the Chasavla refers to the Hasima. So the Hasima has to be Lishma, and the Hasima has to be Lishma, that makes sense because you need a Hasima. Right, you need Eidah Hasima Karti for Rabbi Meir. Everybody agrees. All the Rishonim agree. The Meir sheet of the Eidah Hasima Karti. Well, I shouldn't say that. Well, they all agree. He holds Dafka Eidah Hasima, and that Eidah Misira are not fundamentally necessary to be Karti. Rabbi Nutam does require Eidah Misira, but not because it's Kores probably, but because, as we said previously, you need not. What was my formulation? I like my formulation. Yes, you need Edom on the Mesira as opposed to Edom for the Mesira. I don't really know. I'm not sure I love that because I'm not sure which is which now. Okay? Edom for the Mesira to be valid versus Edom on the Mesira because you need to know what happened. Right? There are two different issues here. So, the Rabbi Meir's position we kind of understand. We understand that you need V'chosam La, I'm going to read it that, V'chosam La L'shma, and because Edom is Hasima Karte. Now, the truth is,
there's still a cleaner read. The Hava Min of Ravirmi is still a very clean read if you hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim. In other words, V'chasav law refers to the Ksiva. That has to be the Shema. And if you need Edei Mesira, then Edei Mesira has to be the Shema, and Mesina has to be the Shema. Now that's not what the Ramban wants to say. So the Ramban does say that the Hava Mina is that according to Rabbi Lazar, since Edei Mesira Karte, Lishma is on both Hakasa Vinasan Koi. Lo is Vichasav Lo and Vinasan. Now, Uchshem Shetzarach Ksiva Lishma, the Rabbi Lazar, Afilu Kishiesham Edei Chasima, Mishum the Lekal Lamemer, the Hai Vichasav Achsimas Edei Machurhu, Sharai Pamish Eidem Chosim Alaget. So just as Vichasav, has to be the Shema, even if you have Edei Chasima. The Hava Mina was also that Kach Boi Nisina L'Shema, B'nei Shepa'amim Shunim Sar Be'edei Mesira, alone. Ukra Lav Litzdadim Ksiv, which is very clever. You know what that means, Ukra Lav Litzdadim Ksiv? Yeah?
You don't have a different,
you know, there's no fork in the Pasuk. That's the way I would say it. There's no fork in the Pasuk. So just as, it can't be that Lishma refers to sometimes the Chasima if it's there and sometimes the Nesina. And since the Ramban says the Chasav always is, Chasav doesn't refer to the Chasima. It can't refer to the Chasima because you don't have to have Chasima. It's an option. It's one of the ways of making it be Karti, but you don't have to have it. So since the Chasav always requires Lishma, therefore, Vinasan always requires the Shema, even though sometimes you have Edei Chasima. When you have Edei Chasima and signed Lishma, you still need V'chasav Lishma, according to Rav Lazar. Rav Lazar doesn't say it's either or. V'chasav is Ksiva. So just as V'chasav always requires the Shema, Vinasan always requires the Shema. It can't be, if there's a Chasima, then you don't need Vinasan the Shema. So that's why, it's not because Edei Chasima aren't Karte. Even if Edei Chasima can be Karti, and they can be done in lieu of the Edei Mesira, you still need Vinasan Lishma. And you can only have a Nesina Lishma if you know when you're giving the get, that you're giving this particular get for this particular woman. Ela kol shu osa kwisis ba'olam, tzarech Lishma la'olam. Dafilu yesh sham Edei Chasima, tzarech Lishma b'Nesina, kishem tzarech Lishma b'Ksiva, de loch Lishma avachasa Vinasan Koi. Now, okay, that's the Hava Mina of Yirmiyah. But that doesn't mean that he holds that Edei Chasima not Karte. Now, how do you know that's what Rav Yirmiyah's Hava Mina is, or what he's thinking is? It may not be his Hava Mina, that's what Rav Yirmiyah seems to hold. Abaye disagrees. It's always a question. When Abaye sort of gives the response to Rav Yirmiyah, is that, are we saying that Rav Yirmiyah would agree, or no? If Rav Yirmiyah disagrees, would Rav Yirmiyah and Abaye have spoken to each other? Highly doubtful. Who was Rav Yirmiyah? Other than my namesake. I think people with the name Yirmiyah can be a little sharp. I don't mean smart sharp. I mean, he's the one who said that. I think, isn't he the one who said, Hani Bavli Tepshai to Achlinama Benama? They eat like oatmeal with bread, or, you know, wheatmeal with bread. They're eating bread and bread. Whereas one of my chavirim used to say a bread sandwich, put a piece of bread in between. So Rav Yirmiyah was the one who said he made aliyah. So he said that he said that one of them is like two of us, but when one of us goes there, we're like two of them. How convenient. He was charif. So Rav Yirmiyah is, I think, second or third generation. I don't think he's going to see Abaye. I don't think he's one of the people who comes back. Ravin and Rav Dimi are the ones who often come to Bavel, bringing Rabbi Yochanan's Torah, but I don't know that Rabbi Yirmiyah comes back, so I don't think Abaye is having actual conversation with Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah may stand Lamaskan, yeah? Oh, it's Rabbi Zera, I'm sorry, not Rabbi Yirmiyah. Is Rabbi Yirmiyah the one who says, Chad Minayu Ketrei Minan, but one of us when we go there is Ketrei Minayu? Okay. Rabbi Zera also was one of the people who made Aliyah. So. Okay. So the Ramban says, "Umitshuva sheheshev Abaye atalamed the Amrina and Emor the boy or Lazar Ksiva Lishma Nesina Lishma mi boy afil lekei de chasima alma le Rabbi Yirmiyah Mesira kichsiva." In other words,
Even if there's no Edei Chasima, you don't need Nesina Lishma. You need Ksiva Lishma. Then you need Nesina Saget. And even if there are no Edei Chasima, Alma the Rav Yirmiyah Mesira Ksiva V'tzricha Lishma. Afilu Yesham Edei Chasima. V'hainu Demakshinu Mefarkinu Perakam or Blazer Chasima Lishma Loboi. T'ha Ki Yoyev La B'fnei Shayin Yoyev La V'havu La'edei Mesira V'karte. So Rabbi Lazar doesn't, the Gemara said, Rabbi Lazar doesn't require Chasima Lishma. Because you give it in front of Edom. Umaskinan kila boy, Rav Lazar chasim l'shma, hecha daleka Edom kal, hecha dike Edom boy, da'amar be'abom, mother Lazar misuf bitocho shu pasol. V'hachinami, mishas chasim apasol, chayshinan dumu masan labalo Edom esira, the Edom chasim anami korsum, chasim azohi shalom l'shma, ina koresis. This already goes back to the mizuf mitocho l'shma. But the Ramban's point is that Edom, do you find it or? Yeah.
Yeah.
Rabashi?
Rabashi.
No, there's got to be another Gemara somewhere with that. Because Rabashi doesn't make sense as Rabashi. Maybe Rabasi, but not Rabashi. Okay, I could be wrong. We know, what else do you know about Rabbi Yirmiyah? What's that? Which one was that? No. He got thrown out of the base medrash. He's the guy who liked to ask the liminal questions. He asked when the chicken is moving away from the coop. One leg within 50 amos, one leg outside of 50 amos. Now, doth kor lo rabbi yirmiyah, named Rasha. Okay. So, anyway, so the Ramban says that gemara is not a riot whatsoever. Now, the last thing the Ramban is going to go after is the one that's very interesting to me because I didn't see this cited anywhere. Maybe it was in Tosfos, but I'm not even sure it was in Tosfos. Somebody cited a raya from the Gemara at the beginning of the second Mishnah of the sixth parak. Odei shivu mizil sha'amur parak, sha'aminam parak iskado, kiba lamali. So let me remind you what the Gemara says. The Gemara Mishnah says that if a woman appoints a shaliach l'kabbalah, and he goes to get the get, there are two sets of Edom Edom. One is to a set of Edom who say that Amra, she said is Kabbalah, that he appointed her as a Shalich of Kabbalah. And that, even though the structure of the Gemara suggests the Gemara was asking about the postures, that's never really challenged by the Gemara. That makes sense. Because how do you know that he is a Shalich of Kabbalah? Just because he says he is. Why would that make the woman Megureshes? And then the second thing is Shnaim Shamru Befanav Kibel Bekara, that he received the get and tore it. Now the Gemara wonders about why you need two Edom that will make him the Kabbalah the get. He's holding the get. So why would you need Edom for the Mesira? We have evidence that there was Mesira. Why else would the Shaliach be holding the get? So they said, the Gemara said, V'amai tzricha katzo lismoch al Edom achos v'meket v'nei tikkun olam. Why don't you need, the Gemara says, Hamani Rav Lazar, that made the Mesira karti. You have Rav Lazar, it means that you reason why you need two Edom for Kabbalah saget is because you hold like Rav Lazar. So if the riff is correct, why don't you just rely upon the Edom who are signed in that get? And that should be sufficient. That the if we have two Edom that he is the woman, namely that he's Hashlich HaKabbalah, so he is Bimkoma, and he's holding the get. We know that the husband gave him the get, which means the husband gave his wife the get. So the Ramban says, Gam zo eno tshuva. That's ridiculous. It's not a question. Shekvar Amar Rabbeinu Agadazal v'lachatchila bein Edom Mesira shemi ara lahabal v'lo yizdam in the kaima b'chosamav. So first thing Ramban says, the Mishnah says that you require lachatchila tu Edom sheyomer b'fanav kibel v'kara. That doesn't mean, and the Gemara says it cheat this Rabbi Lazar. Now the Ramban says that doesn't mean that it's possible if you don't have the Edom. The Mishnah is speaking in lachatchila terms. But in a Hanami, maybe it would be kosher if you didn't have the Edom l'Kabbalah. It's just that we like l'chatchila Edom Mesira in case the Baal is Ma'arer and we're not able to be Mekayim l'Chosamos because we don't have those signatures elsewhere and the Edom themselves weren't the Nisayim, so we have the Edom Mesira. Right? This is a very balanced presentation of the Rift, that you want Edom Chasima in case the Edom Mesira disappear, you want Edom Mesira in case the Edom Chasima disappear. Not you want Edom Mesira because l'chatchila is supposed to be with Edom Mesira. So the Ramban says, number one, the Chachili is supposed to have Eidei Mesira, Shema, Ya'ar Habal, and you won't be being able to climb the Chasamos, so you have Eidei Mesira. So that's why the Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Elazar, there is that requirement, you should have Shnaim, Shiyom, Rabban, and Kibbutz Bakar, but it's not Ma'akev, okay, number one. Number two, Va'odi Nami, Ein Tzrichen Klal, Kach Shana Rabbi Elazar, Ha'isha, did I miss something? That even if you say that you don't need Eidei Mesira per se, at all, even if it's not l'chatzila, Eidei Chasim are sufficient. Nonetheless, Kach Shana Rabbi Elazar, Isha She'amra, Hiskaba L'gitel, V'kiba L'get, below Eidei Chasim, She'tricha Shnei Ki'it Eidim, U'may Kusha Yesh Bezo. Ela HaKusha, Bezo, HaKusha Vada in a klum. So the Rabban says, the case of the Mishnah could be, where there were no Eidei Chasim. In other words, Eishu Shamar Skaba Legiti, and the Edom and the Shaleach went to get the get. If there were no Eidei Chasima, you need Shnaim Shiyomar, Shnaim Shamra, and Shnaim Shiyomar Fana Kiba Bakar. Because if you don't have Eidei Chasima, then if there were no Eidei Chasima, then you have to rely, then in order for the get to work, there has to be Eidei Nasira. Hence, you need Shnaim Shiyomar Fana Kiba Bakar. That's pretty straightforward, the Ramban. So even if you're right in the media of the Sugya, you're wrong. Because number one, the Chatchilu, you're supposed to have Eidei Nasira as a backup. And number two, maybe this was a case with the no Eidei Chasima and Yamamishni Eidei Nasira. They make the get. Rather, he says, Ela Shehem Ta'u B'Feirish HaShemur. They misunderstood the whole Suya. Shrei Kvar Helo Gumara She'ilu Ratza L'Kayim Elitno La Eino Tzarech La'osa Eidim. If he wanted to take the get and just give it to her, or for that matter, hold on to the get himself once we know he's her shliach l'kabbalah, you don't need Eidim. You don't need Eidim at all. Lo etzricho osam ela shekisherata ha-shaliach l'karo v'shetisgarish b'kabbalah shelo miyad. No, you know why you need Eidim? Because he wants to tear up the get for the reason the Gemara offers. It's the shas ha-shmat. What's going to happen if he tears up the get? Well, what's the din if a woman shows up with a get torn in her hands? We assume maybe the husband decided to possibly. She doesn't have evidence that a get kosher reached her hands. V'alzer hikshu kibel lamali klomar tavi get bechosam of levad v'yati ru bekabalaso sher shaliach k'shem shematirin osa bekabala shelo d'chashem she'isa isha Shahaya Gita Yotza Mitachas Yada Eina Tzricha Eidim Shal Kabbalah. Kach Ze Mishinasa Shaliach Shala. We have evidence. We have two Eidim said that she said to him. Two Eidim say she said to him, it's Kabbalah Giti. Vare Gita Biyado Eino Tzarech La Eide Kabbalah. Ela Beisdin Matir Nosa Kishay Yotze Mitachas Yado. And the Gemara answers, Uparek Hamani Reb Lezer Hi. Umasnisan hachikatani ha'isha she'amra hiskaba ligiti ve'ein shaliach rotze l'kayim gita kachi v'enu liyada kigo mishas hashman. Then, sricha kibes kite edim echad she'yomru b'faneinu amra ve'echad she'yomru b'faneinu kibel ve'enu tzorach le'ede chasima. You don't need ede chasima. The point is you're going to need ede chasima won't help you here anyway because the get is torn. Ula divrei Rabbi Meir tzricha b'hen gimel ki to edim achas shalami rab achas shachasim. You have to edim chasim to get, but for achas shevi roso b'frei beisdin ukra uli achas shniskayim b'chosama. For Rabbi Meir, you need edim mesira here too, not on the mesiras I get per se, but that the shaliach had the get before it was torn. The shaliach who is the shaliach of the isha, who's her shaliach l'kabbalah, who is the isha, if Rabbi Meir would agree, you need the edim. That you need Eidei Chasima, you need to see the Eidei Chasima the torn get, because Rameir holds Eidei Chasima karti. But it's not enough that Eidei Chasima, the get has to reach the Isha's hands, and it has to reach her hands intact. And if the Shaleach is the Isha, it has to reach his hands intact, which means since you're going to wind up with a torn get, you do need Eidei Mesira for Rabbi Meir. Not because the Eidei Mesira makes it into a get, but because the Eidei Mesira demonstrates that it was given to her before it was torn. As he continues, she'ilu kra'u beino levein atzmo, eina kra'im raya. If he tears it himself before you have the Eidim for the Kabbalah, you need Eidim to see that he had you don't need Eidim on the Kabbalah for Rabbi Meir. You know, or for that matter for Rabbi Elazar, if it's Eidim Chasima. You know what we need Eidim for? That he was holding the get intact. That it was shalem biyada. And his proof is, the Gemara says the Feirish in the first parak of Metzia, v'chitema dekari lelegita amra be'inam lansuvebe v'isabakosev. The Gemara in Bar Metzia says that won't work because she wants the get to remarry with. If you tear the get up and all she comes to face him with is a torn get, we say, very nice. Your husband wanted to divorce you, changed his mind, he wanted to be married forever, he tore up the get, threw it in the garbage, you picked it up and you came to us and said, look, I'm divorced. Nothing doing. You need an intact get. So just as the Isha herself would require an intact get, so does her shliach l'kabbalah. So according to Rabbi Lazar, you need Eidim that she said his kabbalah l'giti to make him into her. And then you need Eidim that Vishtar was intact in the hands of the shliach. One of the ways of doing that is b'faninu kibel vikara. You want to know what's torn out? Yes, but we saw the get shalim in the hands of the shliach. What happens if you don't have Eidim on the Mesira, but you have Eidim Hasima, and the Eidim saw the get intact in the hands of the Shaliach? That would work as well. But the point is, of the Gemara, is that if you didn't have Eidim Hasima for Abba Lazar, you still require Eidim that the get is intact in her hands. Right, you don't need two Eidim. The Mishnah doesn't say you need Eidim Chasima because it's working with Rabbi Lazar. You don't need to have Eidim Chasima, but you will need to have Eidim that the Shtar Shekiva Bakara. If you have Eidim Chasima, then you don't need Eidim on the Kibel part. You just need Eidim on the Bakara part, that he had the Shtar in his hands, Shalim, even though they didn't say any Mesira. Obviously, there was a Mesira, and then they tore up the get. Vizeh Perish Osa Shita Al Nachon. That's the correct way to understand that sugya. Umeilea nistalka hakusha shel hevel shenislu balomar de Rabbi Lazar matrich ede mesira laolam. And now, in a line that some of you will hopefully deeply appreciate, umkvar hiskarnu kol haroi lahaskiro midivrei hachokim amrabeinu zal bezeh v'teiratznu hakol kahogen im ma shehichranu hadavar berayos gemuros v'im hodas harav rabbeinu avram zal shemoda b'dineinu. I like that. We have enough rayos, and we have hodas baldinu to write it. Okay. V'yatza masecha shalanu b'shalom b'shalva al kolamo Yisrael. Amen. Okay. So this is the last Sefer Eschus. It's also, I think, the last Mochamos will be in the Sechta, but he doesn't end with that, which, as I mentioned to Friday and Seder, makes me kind of wonder, like, what is the order of the writing of these two Svarim, which was written first, and so on. This sounds like it was, like, the last word. Sounds like it was the last word. Okay, and now, in the final act here, we go to the Mochamos. Offer for anybody who wants to read? What? I ask you if you would like to. Slavos of a mitzvah. You don't have to have.
Sometimes I find that I understand it better when I'm reading it out loud.
Okay. Then go. Okay. If you don't go fast, don't read fast. But if we're not fast enough, I'll pick up because I would like to finish this today. Tomorrow, as I said, do Tosfos and wrap up the sugya. If we spend enough time through, we had enough time today, we could. Did you look at Tosfos yet? No. Okay. So I'm not. We'll do the Mochamos. That's okay. All right. Okay. Shemi, go ahead. Off Eidim is Sirikarti, everybody. That was Rabbeinu Ephraim's challenge. So this first piece, by the way, he does not say in the Sefer Eschus. Okay, go ahead.
Amar Kotev, Zim Einu Kosha, She'ilu Amar Kain, Yish Bamashma, She'af Eidim Chasima Karti, Klomar.
No, Af Eidim Chasima Karti, comma, Klomar. Yeah, I want that V. Eidim Chasima, Ve'edei Mesira, Lefikach Amru. Okay. So it's not just to say Af Eidim Mesira Karti. Now, I'm going to open a little can of worms for you here, which we're not going to explore
much unless you have such a yitzhar. I did a little exploration this morning, Ephraim, and I discussed this a little bit, did a little bit of looking. Does such a position exist that you require both Eidei Chasim and Eidei Mesira? So I decided to look at the Yerushalmi this morning, which maybe I should have done before I did anything else, or we did anything else. So we have to do a do-over now. You can't learn it properly until we learn Yerushalmi, so I have to go over everything. But the Yerushalmi actually serves as a very, potentially, might be a machlokas hamorayim, but very likely a very strong raya for the Rif's reading. And the Yerushalmi says the following. The Yerushalmi says, first they quote Rabbi Yochanan, who said that he had a case of a get with a kohen, where there were only Eidei Mesira, no Eidei Chasima, and he was going to be matir har, the Eishes Kohen who had that get, matir har l'kohen, like the Rabbanon who disagree with Rabbi Lazar, who say that no Eidei Chasima, no get. But then he heard that Rav and Shmuel held like Rabbi Lazar, so then, even in other cases, he was matir a woman. In a regular case of it, he was matir her to remarry with such a get. Very interesting, because it's being said in the Yerushalmi that Rabbi Yochanan backs away in light of Rav and Shmuel. But then the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, who says, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, who says that there's actually no machlokas in the Mishnah. Everybody agrees that Eidei Mesira work. And the Rabbanon who disagree with Rabbi Lazar only disagree whether or not you can collect from the Chasim Meshubadim. In other words, Rabbi Lazar holds Haget Kosher, when there are no Eidei Chasima, only Eidei Mesira, and you can collect from the Chasim Meshubadim. And the Rabbanon who disagree with him, presumably the Rabbanon of this Mishnah, who came before, earlier, what Rabbi Lazar is sort of adding on to, knows the Rabbanon talk about three cases. Kasab HaSavya Ben Levin Eidim, Yeshal Beidim Mibosman, and they say the Shlosha Kitnar Psulim, but they're Kasher Meeker Hadin, right? Because the Vlad is a Kasher. Rabbi Lazar adds a fourth case, Eidei Mesira, and no Ksav Yadav, no Eidim in it, maybe it's not. And Rabbi Lazar says that it's Kasher, but go over to Chasim Meshubadim. And Rabbi Shua ben Levi says the Rabbanon of the Tanakhama agree with Rabbi Lazar, except in that you cannot collect from the Chasim Shubadim. The get is kosher with only Eidei Mesira, and you cannot collect, but you can't collect from the Chasim Shubadim. For that, you need Eidim signed in a shtar. Now, according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, certainly, most certainly, the Resha of the Mishnah is Aliba the Rabbanon who agree with Rabbi Lazar that the get with Eidei Mesira alone is kosher, which means that the Resha of the Mishnah is without Eidei Mesira, exactly the way the Rif says. Exactly the way the Rif says. That there are no Eidei Mesira, because if there were Eidei Mesira, of course it would be good. So within the Shita that Eidei Mesira work, the Rabbanon are saying that these three Gittin are Psula mid the Rabbanon, but if there were proper Eidim signed on them, they would be Kashim mid the Raisa, exactly like the Rif Shita. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi undoubtedly is reading the Mishnah like the Rif. You could debate, Rabbi Yochanan might not be. Now, the question is the following. Does anybody hold Eidei Chasim Akarite? Now, I raised this issue, I think we spoke about this a little bit, because this construct of Rabbi Meir holds Eidei Chasima Karti, Rabbi Lazar holds Eidei Mesira Karti, so we know where Rabbi Lazar was coming from. It's a Beferish Mishnah, although obviously it's not clear what he means by Eidei Mesira Karti, hence we've spent the last week and a half doing this. But clearly Eidei Mesira alone worked for Rabbi Lazar. That nobody can dispute. Everybody, all the Rishonim agree to that. Is there anybody who holds Dafka Eidei Chasim? Is Rabbi Meir's position exist? So as best as I can tell in the Yerushalmi, the answer is yes and no. There is nothing attributable to Rabbi Meir. There are a couple of Mishnayos that the Yerushalmi says do not agree with Rabbi Lazar. The Mishnah, to take the easiest one, which we've done, and it's very straightforward. If you have an aid, that's Ola, if you have a get Isha or get Shechor, that's Ola Ba'arko Shel Akum. And Chosmeim or Goyim, the Mishnah says it's possible. Rabbi Shimon says, Kosher. And like the Bavli, or maybe because the Yerushalmi said it, the Bavli also said it, the Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Shimon's position is that of Rabbi Elazar. Namely, Eidei Mesira Karti. And therefore, who cares that the Goyim in it are Psulim? You rely upon that. You can assume it was given in front of Eidei Mesira. What does the Tanakhama then hold? The Tanakhama presumably holds, I know the Bavli has a different tack on this. The Bavli opens the possibility. Even the Tanakhama agrees in principle like Reb Lazar, except that we're afraid here that there goes there on Shemus Muhakim, Atu Shemus Shemus Muhakim. And Rabbi Shimon is only make up about Shemus Muhakim. And Yerushalmi, I don't think, introduces that limitation. Yerushalmi says Rabbi Shimon is like Rabbi Lazar, so you assume they're Edim Mesira. So according to the Yerushalmi, there is almost certainly a Tana, the Tana of that Mishnah, and then there's a later Mishnah also in the second parak, where that Tana believes that you can't rely upon Edim Mesira. Unlike Rabbi Shimon Levi's Rabbi Lazar and Rabbanon of our Mishnah. So the Shita exists, but here's the question. Does the Ishita exist anywhere? The Dafka, that Ede Hasima alone are Tarte. Now, Rabbeinu Tam thinks that even according to Rabbi Meir, you require Ede Mesira, although they're not really there for Karti, they're there as a Raya, because Ein Davar Shvei Rabbi Pachs Mishtayim. But the question is there anybody that it's clear that holds that you don't require Ede Mesira? No. I said that wrong, because the Tana of our Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar clearly holds like the Rif. The question is there anybody who holds that you must have Edei Chasima, but you don't need Edei Mesira? Which is what we attribute to Rabbi Meir, but I don't think is beferish anywhere. It's not beferish in the Shtayim, and I don't know anywhere in the Yerushalmi knows there's such a Shita. In other words, you can have a Shita that says that either one is sufficient, meaning either Edei Mesira, Edei Chasima, that would be Rabbi Shimon Levi is both Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbanon of our Mishnah. But you have a Shita that says that you need Edei Chasima, but is there any Shita that says that you need Edei Chasima and you don't need Edei Mesira? Correct. Dafka Edei Chasima Karte. And Edei Chasima and only Edei Chasima. And Edei Chasima by themselves. Now, you need both of them. It's a Dafka. And maybe that's what that Dafka cats. In other words, that you need Edei Chasima, and that you need Edei Chasima, and Edei Mesira are not required. Reb Lazar, as we're reading it, holds you could have Edei Chasima, you could have Edei Mesira. But does the Yerushalmi acknowledge the existence of a Shita that says Edei Chasima and only Edei Chasima are necessary and sufficient? Now again, if there isn't, that is not so far off of Rabbeinu Tam Shita. But, the whole shock of Atarya with the Rishonim here, putting Rabbeinu Tam aside, seems to assume that you don't need Edei Mesira according to Rabbi Meir. Right? All the Rayas, I think, do they? I think some of them will demonstrate that you don't need Edei Mesira. I think. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay. Anyway, so now, just keep that in mind. We're not going to... the reason I mention that is because what that gets into the question of what is truly the pshat relationship between the machlokas of v'chasav l'shma versus v'chasam l'shma. What's the relationship between that and Edei Chasim and Edei Mesira Karte? Is it b'feirish? I think it is b'feirish. Well, what's b'feirish about k'siva l'shma? Do we know? We know that there's a mission at the beginning of the third parak that says if you write against Shalom Lishma, it's no good. Not necessarily. We don't know, although it says, we don't really know from the Mishnah whether it refers to Ksiva or Chasima, no?
I think
the what? I'm just thinking about the first Mishnah of the third parak. It's clear Shalom Lishma apostles are get, but you don't know whether it's because they wrote to get Shalom Lishma, meaning Shmo Kishmi and Ishto Kishemishti, was that on the Ksiva or on the Chasima? I don't think it's clear in the Mishnah. I don't think it's black and white in the Mishnah. All right, you have to like relearn all the Mishnahs, relearn the Sugyos, to see what is actually the Beferish and see what the Yerushalmi says, because it may not be 100% Mukhra. Yes, Ephraim?
It sounds like that's the function of the Sofer, that.
Yes, but it could be they practiced signing also, and that could be the problem. What? No. Two of the guys in the... Again, if you don't require...
Right. The whole discussion, has this occurred to anybody? The whole discussion of Ksav Sofer, Hasan Sofer, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, it's all within Rabbi Meir Shita. No? Did he? Ah, yes. The Raima did say something about that. That is true. Well, what did he say? Right. It only makes sense within Rav Lazar if Afe de Mesira Karte, and those are cases where you rely upon the Eide Hasima. And we're afraid that the wrong person signed it, not who the Baal designated. Okay. Anyway, the Muhammad continues. This is long. Okay. You know what? I'm sorry. I don't mean to take back. I mean, this is long. I forgot how long this is. Okay. So I thank you for your things, but let me take over. Now, it's not your fault. I'm the one who's introduced this. It slows down. All right. So we're up to Baal HaMor, right? Baal HaMor. That's one of the best kashas, by the way. Plug to the Rabu Shmuel Bixubas, prepare me shayin asi. Do kim na rabka meir Shmuel krabalazar. If Omar, im isa the rabalazar sura le ede chasim and amikarte, ama polik Shmuel ala the rab, my time. Eno kush. So it seems like a very good question, which is if you hold that af ede chasim akarte, according to rabalazar, what kind of edim do we definitely have on these? Eide chasima. So then there should be no eide chasima karti. So what's the problem? Then you should say eide chasima karti. The edim were signed on a particular day, and therefore, Rab Shmuel should have said chaluka like Rav. The Ramban says, "Eino." Kusha, lemishe odeh lefarish. It's pretty sharp. The Rav Savar Krabi Meir, the Amar Eide Hasim Akarte, the Ilu Shneim Nechdem Ubiyo Mechad, before you gave one over, the Shneim Zochem Kechad, the Mamakam Shein Kospin shows, Midigalu Datayu Sheimak Pil and Akodal Machaberu, Vafilu Zenicht of Shach was the Zemincha, Ein Ze Zochem Mize. Shim Tomar, the only thing you could say otherwise is Shim Tomar. Kosav umasa l'rishon v'shuv eno yachol asav over l'lichtov l'sheni dina de chaluka shchicha tveler meir the loven initial meivet hachi klal the chayven shekosav umasar halom mefarsim zechutso v'chozer kosev l'sheni. So the Ramban says he thinks it's unlikely that he was kosev and moser le'echad first. Well, you can't back out. That was his whole shita in response the first issue in the Rif. So the Ramban says it's unlikely that you'd have such a case according to Rav, and therefore what's more likely is that you were kosav to kosav, and then you were masar to both. And therefore you assume that it's chaluka is mikra din, because only eide chasima karte and the eide chasima are the same time. Shmuel Rav Lazar the Amar Afilu Eina Lavedim El Shem the Son of Efreidim Kasher. Now, so Shmuel says no. Shmuel says that you don't need Eide Chasima. You can have Eide Mesira. The Mesira can be Kores. And therefore, the assumption might be that you gave it over, you wrote both Sharas. You were moser it in front of Aden to one, and then you were moser in front of the other, and you know, okay, I was yanking your chain. He doesn't explain why he's willing to do it here, but not in the other case. But halamadata she'ein eide chasima korsim bo ba'osayom ve'enam korsim elamisofayom ve'elach she'ein matpidim lichtov shaus hamochiyah bechasima v'hu akores bo ve'lo mesira. Now he's explaining, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who holds like Rabbi Lazar, that af edim isira karte. So yes, Eidi Chatzim HaKarte, Eidi Mesir HaKarte. Except that in this case of Shnei Shtaros HaYotzei Le'Echad, Eidi Chatzim are not Karte yet. Why not? Because neither one can be co-raised more than the other. According to Rav, that only Eidi Chatzim HaKarte, like Rabbi Meir, if you have both Shtaros signed initially, Mesira doesn't matter who you give it to first. Because Eide Chasima Karte, even if you had Edom on the Messiah, it would not be Karte. And the Eide Chasima in each of the Shtaros are equal. They both say January 14th, 2022. They both say that. And therefore, neither one can be Kona before the other. But if you hold that Af Eide Messiah Karte, yes, Eide Chasima work, but the Eide Chasima cannot work till the end of the day. But he gave it over in front of Edom. Right now, that's the assumption. Okay, the Rambam will talk about that. And if he gave it over in front of Edom, the Eide Mesira override Eide Chasima because the Eide Chasima haven't said it yet. That's what's very sharp. So he says that halamadet again. So ein Eide Chasima korsim bo ba'osar ayom ve'enam korsim el nisof ayom ve'elach she'en makpidim lefo shos hamokbiach v'chasima v'wal kores bo v'lo mesira olafikach tzrichim la'ede mesira li'os korsim bo ba'yom she'be mesira adam kon l'shos v'havalei chilu nichtav zeh besof ayom v'zeh nimsar tchila l'ksiba shalo. In other words, once you have Eide Mesira, it's like the other one wasn't written till after the Mesira, and therefore Hilkach dina deshudash shrichatvei. Because in all likelihood, one was handed over before the other. One was handed over in front of the other in the presence of Eide Mesira. Right? Because what happens if you have Eide Chasima and you hand it over right now without Eide Mesira? So what's karti? Eide Chasima or Eide Mesira? If you have Eide Chasima and you don't hand it over in front of Edom, why is it not possible that the Eide Mesira are karte? Because there are no Eide Mesira. So the Ramban says, now, in Tomar, Kevin, the Lot Sarech, Le Eide Mesira, B'makom Sheis Eide Chasima, Dilma below Eide Mesira, Masar. So therefore, maybe once again it's Chaluka. In other words, I'm right that if there were Eide Mesira, they're going to override the Eide Chasima, and for Shmuel, there's no Chaluka. It has to be Shuda. Unless, of course, you did what? You gave it over to Basachas, but that's unlikely. But the Ramban says, who says there were Eide Mesira in this case? We know there were Eide Chasima. Shnei Shtaros HaYotzei Mi'Amecha. They have Chasimas on. So the Ramban says, l'inyan dinei mamanos Mesira spaldim kemeya Eidim. Number one, the Ramban says, it could be that you don't need formal Eide Mesira by dinei mamanos because it's Mesiras Baldin is kemei eidim dami. If I'm holding the star, that's an umdana demuchach that you handed me the star. Yeah. The answer is it's a kind. You know, Tosus actually says this in Daf Dalet. Tosus has the same idea that maybe, right? Tosus has a similar idea where hodas baldin works. Well, hodas baldin works, then you don't need eidim. Yeah, if you don't need the Mesira or something like that. So the Ramban here, I think that was the, remember the line, Brian? Yeah, he says he initially says that Kinyanim, Shtari Kinyan, according to Rabbi Lasser, and Tosas, remember Tosas Paskins, like Rabbi Lasser, after Shtaros. He says that if you have Shtari Kinyan, Shtari Mekach, that they don't work if you know that there were no Eidim there. But then he says maybe Hodas Baldin is Kamei Dami, which is the same idea the Ramban is broaching here. That you only need formal Eidim Mesira to make it valid if, assuming there were no Eidim Chasim, you only need formal Eidim Mesira by Gittin B'Kiddushin. You don't need it elsewhere. Because Hodas Baldin works by Dinei Mamonos. So the Ramban says, number one, there's, don't tell me maybe there weren't Eidim Mesira, because there are Eidim Mesira automatically, because it's Mesira Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. The ode, Hainu Shuda, Daminan Hachi, Havalavisha Ratza, Lazakus, Sarisha, Vesasheni Hita, Sare Afidu, the Mesira, Efshir Shemas of Vasachas, Ushneim Zelkhagachad, Afidu Hachi, Omer Mesachas, Havamas of Dinashuda. The rabbi, I'm assuming, I'm missing something here, but he doesn't explain why. He assumes that, well, obviously, according to Elazar, he's playing games with one of them. Because really, if you wanted, the Gemara could have come up with a scenario. The Gemara could have come up with a scenario that says that Shmuel should say Chalukah, because you could do Mesira Shkaros, you could do them at the same time. It says a new version is ready to install. Just want to make sure I wasn't going to cut him out. All right, so the Ramban says, so that's really, it's very, very sharp. If you had to extract in a nutshell from the Ramban, and this I think is the best part of the Mechamos, not just because we've seen all the stuff already, because this is really, conceptually speaking, a really sharp formulation, is that the Eidei Chasima don't work until the day is over, and hence, even though normally Eidei Chasima would be sufficient, here the Eidei Mesira are going to override Eidei Chasima because they come first. You wrote January 14, 2022. You gave it over to them at some point in the day. The Eidei Chasima are not karse until Shkia Sachama, or end of Bein Hashmashos, whatever it is, at the end of January 14th. But the Eidei Mesira, in this case, bite earlier when you hand it over. So that's the answer to the Baal Mor. You want to know why Shmuel, who holds Af Eidei Mesira, Karte Eidei Chasima work. So why does he hold Chalukah like Rav? Well, the answer is because for Rav, only Eidei Chasima work. So yes, the Eidei Chasima are not karsi until the end of the day, but they are karsi at the same time. For Shmuel, Eidei Chasima are karsi, but not till the end of the day, and because the Mesira perceives them, if they're Eidim on the Mesira, Eidei Mesira don't need to the end of the day to be Chal. They are Chal, Mishas, HaMesira. Hence, Shmuel will say Shuda. I'm sorry, what's that?
He should still be following Rav's slack if they're on the
Eidei Chasima. Well, that's what the Ramban then goes and says. He thinks, no, it doesn't matter because you don't actually need Eidei Mesira. Hodas, Mesira Spaldin, Kimei Eidim. He says that on Dinei Mamonos, Eidim are not formally required for the Mesira. You need Eidei Mesira. You have Eidei Mesira. What's the Eidei Mesira? Anan Sade. The Umdana. So why doesn't that work by Kiddushin or Gerushin? The answer is because Hodas Baldin, Kamei Eidim Dami, doesn't work by Gerushin or Kiddushin because it's Chav Lachrini. So the Ramban says, what if according to Shmuel there were no Eidim Mesira? The answer is there always Eidim Mesira according to Shmuel. Because each guy is holding the star. Hence the Eidim Mesira. No. The Gemara in Shuvah Sadi Dala, the Shar Shtaros. Right, that was why that Gemara was supposed to be a powerful raya that we paskin like Rebbe Lazar, even by Shar Shtaros. And Baal HaMor wants to use as a raya that Eidei Chasima are not karti, according to Shmuel, according to Rebbe Lazar. Because Shmuel holds like Rebbe Lazar in all places. And the Ramban says, no, Eidei Chasima are karti. It's just they're not karti until the end of the day, and the Eidei Mesira precede them. And even in Pim Saloma, there are no Eidei Mesira by Mamonos. There are Eidim Mesira, because Mesira Spaldin is Kamei Eidim Dami. You only need the formality of the Eidim on the Mesira when it's Chav Lachrine. Yes? So your question is a very important question. It's something that the Gemara grapples with a little bit. I think we assume by default that the Shkar is Nimsar when it's written, on the day it's written.
At the end of the day.
We assume both Shkaros are written, but the point is that but when you have Eidei Mesira, once you have Eidei Mesira, if we could produce them, they would tell us the time of the day. The Ramban says that Eidei Mesira are Karti L'Shos, Eidei Chasima not Karti L'Shos. Because for Eidei Chasima to be Karti L'Shos, you have to have written the Zman into the Shtar. For Eidei Mesira to be Karti L'Shos, they're there. They witness the Mesira, that's Karti L'Shos. Yes?
Mesira Spaldin. If it's built in everywhere, then I just don't see why does Rabbi Meir say that Chasima doesn't have the Chasima is.
Reb Meir believes that only Ebi Chassima Karte. Now, whatever time of day you want to see their Karte at the same time.
Okay, they're Karte, but you still have an Ebi Masira, so you should still be able to separate.
No. Ebi Masira do nothing for Rabbi Meir.
They can't even tell you which was given first?
They can, but it's irrelevant. Because it doesn't matter which was given first. If they were both written before either one was given, then when they are both given, doesn't matter the order they're given, they're equally kona. Because the Masira itself, if there's no Masira on one, it's a different story. In fact, there's the Masira today on one and on the other tomorrow, the one that's today is kona. But, according to Meir, if you have Eidei Masira on both Masiras, and you have Eidei Chasima, and everything takes place on one day, the din is chaluka, according to Rabbi Meir. Eidei Chasima karte means that it's not Eidei B'chasum and Zachan, though, by the way. Eidei B'chasum and Zachan, though, once again, would suggest that whoever's resigned, well, I shouldn't say that. It doesn't matter whether he'll be chasum zachal or not, actually. According to Rabbi Meir, Eidei chasima karte, and they are karte at the time it is mochrach that they were given by, which is by the end of the day. The fact that you have Eidei Masira, that what was given at 2 o'clock and was given at 3 o'clock, doesn't matter, because Eidei Masira not karte. And the Masira, if two Masiras are done on one day, on two stars that have been written already, then neither one has kedima. It doesn't make a difference. They're equally entitled to it, according to Meir. According to Rabbi Lazar, if you were to disagree with the Rambam's thesis that Mesiris Baldin Kameid and Dami, then it would turn out that if all you had was Eidei Chasima, he would agree that Chaluka would work. Chaluka would be the right thing. That it would be, since there are no Eidei Mesira, Eidei Chasima are Karti, but they're only Karti at the end of the day, he would agree with Rav. It's just the Ramban insists that either there were Eidei Masira or Masira Spaldin is Kame Eidem Dami. It means in effect there were Eidei Masira. There's an umdana that there were Eidei Masira and that's sufficient. And therefore one of them got it first, one of them got it second, therefore Shuda is the preferred option. So the Ramban continues and says, Umay Damrinan Bepirkin Besamuch. Now this he dealt with already. That's not enough. Writing a get does not make your wife divorce. Ella af eidim mesira. You need eidim on the mesira in that case. And ella avakasa v'nasan koi. It goes lishma. Law goes both on kasa v'nasan. Uchashem shetzarach skiva lishma l'rab lazer. Afilu kishish eidim chasima. Mishum delekan lemeimer v'chasa v'chasima as eidim uchod koi. Shrei pamim shein eidim chosma al get. Kach tzarech lesina lishma m'neisha pa'amim shu nimsar b'eidim mesira. V'tzarech sheikrisus lishma. Hilkach afilu yesham eidim chasima nami. Dahai lo lishma avakasa v'nasan me'adakai. So you always, Rabbi Yirmiyah assumes that you always need ksiva lishma, you always need nesina lishma, whether or not you have eidim chasima or not. If you have eidim chasima, you wouldn't require eidim mesira, but either way, you require nesina lishma. Umitshuva sheheshev abaye, atalame damrinan emar debari Rabbi Lazar ksiva lishma, nesina lishma mbaye, afil leka eidim chasima, amal Rabbi Yirmiyah mesira kiksiva v'tzarech lishma, afil yesham eidim chasima. Okay. So, Mahinu the Machinu Farkina Beperakama, Irab Lazar Hasima Loboi, Daki Yoyev Lobif Neshaim Yahivala, Bahabula Ede Mesira, Bekarte, Umaskin and Kiloboi, Rab Lazar Hasima Lashma, Hecha Deleko Edim, Klau, Hecha de Ika Edim Boyd, Mabi Abba Moder Lazar Mitum Mizur Pitoho, Bahanami, Mishask Sivaso Nifsal, Kaishir and Dilmasa below Ede Mesira, the Ede Hasima Nami Karti, the Hasima Zohi. So the he shalom lishma eno karesas. So once again, although I'll admit it's not clear in my head, the Ramban ties these two things together. Right? There's something tied together, but I'm missing the connection between the fact that nesina lishma is required regardless. Abai says there's no nesina lishma, whether or not there are eidei chasima. Okay. Oda shuv lahashiv al divrei achokim rabbeinu hagadol zal bezeh shemah shapirush rabbeinu Ephraim talmidah zechor levracha dehechad otziya gefen iskayim bechasavah sever rablasar kevin demikar etzerach edemisira meimar aminan demei deyada hamilsa
So the Rabbeinu Ephraim said that since you require Eidei Mesira always, the husband knows that. Uva Eidei Mesira metali yade. It should be the yada, probably. With Eidei Mesira, it reached her hands. Eino nachon, it's wrong. She'ein kol amaretz, yodea kain. Ve'ein lisnocha chasimas ha'edim, she'arei kain, kosven get le'ish rafal pishen ishto imo. Not every Amoritz knows you need Eidei Mesira. The fact that they're Eidei Mesira on the get doesn't mean they're Eidei Mesira. Rabbeinu Ephraim doesn't claim that. Anyway, v'aval pishenish v'chol de megarish la be'edina megarish could there be a perikand the Mesira? People megarish outside, so people don't know. The oilam is a goilam, as they say. So the guy doesn't know that you need Eidei Mesira. You'll do your Shabbos homework. Go work the balabatim in the shul and say, do you need Eidei Mesira b'shas Mesina sagat? I don't know. Now look and say, it depends if you hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim or the Rif. Okay. The ode, in Boha Baal, the Irer, Heche lo Mashnachina Bey, Mishum Lishma, the Ha Milsa, the Sa, the Heche lo Shachabina Bey. Now, I don't know, there's something out of order in the words here. Mishum Lishma, it should have been, you know, the Ramban is about to say that the Chashash of Lishma were Choshesh for, even though it's unlikely that it wasn't Lishma, because the Sofer know what they're doing. So there were choshesh. Certainly we should be choshesh. This Amaretz doesn't know that you need a Mesira. So there's something, the word, it should be, Hechi lo mashkachina bay. Now, Doha Lishma is a milsa, the safre, the sohade, ustam safre, dayane, migmar gemiru. Oh, I know what's wrong. Haha. What word do you have after Lishma? It's a mistake. It's a printer's error. It's not Doha. You know what the word's supposed to be? Dehi. Look, he says, Heikin l'mashkochin abay, Mishum l'shma, Dehi milsa d'safre v'sade istam safre d'ayane migmar gmiri, choshashubim din asayam. So Mishum chashasha zo, d'stam im shelo gmiri, lo chashinan? Ba'afilu bo'a ba'al v'ira lo mashkochin abay? If the Baal came and said, I didn't use Eidei Mesira, we're not going to listen to him? Most people don't know about this. Asma, really? The ode in Cana filu get shein alav edim. I love this. If you have a get that has no edim on, the in on the yodim and misara alav b'fenedim. We don't know if it was misir b'fenedim. Im yesh edim shira'u oso biyado shel baal. If the edim saw the baal holding this get, which therefore means the leka lemeimar ihi ziyate, she cut the fortune. Lishar the vaday baal masar lo, and you don't need edim on the misira because there were edim misira. And you don't need Eidim for the Chasima to present Ziyaf, the Arna and the Chasima, because the husband was holding the get, so that's as good as it gets. Umeid the Yadda, the Tzarech Eidim Isira, over Eidim Amtid the Yadda. For Ein Tzarech Lomi, you certainly don't have to say a case of Kasa Bechsad Yadavin al Eidim, Shafa Pishain Eidim Isira, Boim Lefanenu, Beim Bafanenu, Kosher, Vitinasa, the Lama Tzarech Eidim Chasima. The Mishnah says, Kasa Bechsad Yadda is no good. So why is it no good? Mistama, there were Eidim Isira. Now the truth is, Rabbeinu Ephraim could say, yeah, it is good. Because remember, Rabbeinu Ephraim says that the Tana Kama of the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. And we don't hold that way. So he could Eino Hanami. So yeah, you're right, Ramban. I agree. If it's the Ksavi out of the husband and he hands it to the wife, I think, and the wife has it, I think that is Kasha L'chadchila. That's not a Kasha against Rabbeinu Ephraim. Umistabra Nami midamrinon halacha krablazer begitna v'lo bishtaros. Shmamino Eide Hasima Karti Bain Begit Name Mistaros, Elishain Eide Mesir, Karsa Mistaros, Mishun the Bein Lamani of the Yamabim, Inami Delogava Mimishubadim Vlas Lukala. The Ramban says if you're going to say that you're going to split the Psach between Gitn and Shtaros, it makes no sense if you hold the Dafka Eide Mesir Karti. How could anybody say by Shtaros, you need Eide Hasim and Eide Mesir insufficient? Because Bishlama, if you say that both work, so I understand by Mamanos, we don't allow Eide Mesir alone. Either because you need Lamanyam du Yom Rabim, or because for Mishubadim you need Eidei Chasima. But the Ksar would be good. Ela Isal Kadaitach, and that's respectfully what the Ravid said. Ela, right, that was the Ravid Shita, that Shtari Raya require Eidei Chasima, but Shtari Mekach don't require it. In other words, we pass the word Laza by Shtari Mekach. That's what the Ramban is twisting here. In other words, either Lamanyam du Yom Rabim, that's his own Shita, or Inami the Lo Gavim Mishubadim, that's the Kala, that's the Ravid. I don't find that to be
I think the weakest of the Ramban's argument. Not that Ramban would acknowledge that it's in the argument from silence. Okay, so there happens to be no brisa that way. We've lost lots of brises. Doesn't mean the brisa never existed. Okay.
Ve'od, the masnisan deka the katani shlosha gitim sumum nises avlad kosher ve'aval pishen sham edem esira ve'lo chalak rabbi lezer ela she'amar aval pishen alav edem el shasal lefne edem kosher mashmash ilonusan alav lefne edem islay shlosha gitim sumum. Then this is the argument that he initially used to defend the riff against the raivin, that the riff's first raya is a good raya. Not say, it sounds like Reb Lazar is saying yes and not no. Utna nami, ksava rosh edim rosh hadaf min atzad, ome achora beget pasher pasul vada and the Reb Lazar the son of edim kosher. The whole lab is rich mitochahu. There's no it's not a mizurif mitocha problem because nobody will make a mistake. Without a demisira, the chain feipa hikif rosho shozeh b'tzad rosho or b'tzad sofo kula be a demisira or b'lazer kosher. And the Mishnayos are talking about cases where there were no edim sira. Ain't tzarich lefnim. You don't have to go any further. In Cain, heish shaninu pasul, neimat tanan stam adalak rabbi lazar, v'havali nami machlokas v'achak kastam, dehilchas akistam. V'rav yirmi the mahadar astami adalak rabbi lazar, leima mehani. Elavadai masnitsam be'edei chasima, v'kartani, without edim sira, v'kartani the psulim, l'divri hakol. However, she'ilu ratza masal b'fnei edim kvar shaninu shrab lazar machshir, and had the edei chasima been good, it would have been good according to rabbi lazar. The old raya ledivir rabbeinu the ashkach on the shmuel the saver ede b'chasum and zachelo b'perakama the mitzia alma ede chasim akarta v'shaminin lehocha da amahilchasak rab lazer af b'shtaros alma ede mitzia akarti el shlamina. That was the raya that I really liked from the sefer shus el shlamina the rab lazer ede chasim akarta kedivir rabbeinu gazal and then to mach the bal hamor v'tul omidi. Everybody wants to get that in kuidi. Okay, and that is the last machamas as well. All right. Tomorrow, I want you to take a look at the Tosfos and Daled Aleph, the second one from the bottom. If you want, you can read through the Rush quickly. It's a good Chazara, and it's more of the same. The Rush is here. And then I'd like you to make a list of every Gemara that's a Raya, and, you know, just encapsulate briefly, summarize what the Gemara says, what the Raya is one way or the other, how you can be Doche the Raya.